And you are listening to CBC Radio 1 about 13 minutes now before 8 o'clock, broadcasting live from 3rd Avenue here in downtown Prince Rupert from the steps of City Hall. We're doing our 2015 homecoming show, and I have somebody very special standing in front of me, Lee Brain. He was born and raised in Prince Rupert, but he had to leave in order to see the Prince Rupert he wanted to come home to. Now he's Prince Rupert's mayor, and he's with me live on the steps of City Hall. Good morning, Mayor Brain.
Good morning.
Looking down 3rd Avenue here, what do you see?
Oh, I see a town that needs a little bit of help, maybe a pressure washer too, but a town that has a lot of opportunity.
How does the reality here, the need for a pressure washer, the little bit of love, confound the vision that you have for this place?
Well, basically, I see us at this moment in time being able to actually start tackling some of the major issues that we do have. Now that we have kind of these opportunities at our doorstep, we've made some extra income to be able to start sprucing up the town a bit. We've put about $1 million into roads and sidewalks this year, and that will probably span out till next year as well. So we're planning on kind of revamping some of the sidewalks over 3rd Avenue, paving 3rd Avenue, starting to do a business improvement facade plan so that businesses can get grants to start improving their storefronts and things like that. So now, that's kind of the beginning of a bigger vision, I guess.
Right, and part of this vision was laid out in your spring talk that was recently released online. Another part of that talk that caught my attention was a salary increase and moving to a full-time position for you, $17,000 more per year. Tell me a little bit why you decided to go this route.
Sure. So first, I didn't give myself a raise, just so everybody knows. I can't do that. It was a council decision. I wasn't part of those meetings. Council felt that I've been basically working weekends, working overtime, kind of because of all these LNG developments that we're in the middle of right now. And it's just we're being taxed as if we do have the development, but with a staff that basically... as if we have a depressed economy. So we're in this kind of weird in-between zone where we really need some more capacity at City Hall, but yet we still haven't secured those investments. So one of the things we did do is we decided to take $1.3 million a year for the next 4 years out of our legacy fund. So we made $18 million off a two-year lease option with ExxonMobil on lot 444. And so we said, okay, we're going to use some of that money to help this town get ready for growth and also be able to put some money into infrastructure improvements. And so out of that budget, there's a $17,000 increase for my wage that the council decided they felt was necessary for me to serve the city's interests in a more full-time capacity. Wasn't necessarily my intention, but you know, we are in a really busy time right now. So that's kind of how that came about.
Mayor Brain, I understand the money coming from the legacy fund, and yet people listening at home might be thinking, but hey, I'm still seeing a 2% tax increase. What are you going to give to the people who are paying that tax increase that they wouldn't see otherwise working full-time?
Right, so part of the reason why we did the 1.3 was to not have to have that on the taxpayer's dime, so we're going to be hiring additional staff. One of the issues that people say to us is that it's very slow to get things done at City Hall, and it's because we have one planner, one engineering coordinator, you know, where versus Kitimat has five planners type of thing. So for us, the thing that they're going to see is actually us being able to do much more work, more efficiently, be able to get on top of a lot more things. On top of that, we're going to get a communications officer so we can start communicating more public engagement. We're putting a bunch of money into engaging the town. We want to create a vision for this community, and we want the town to help co-create that vision. I think a lot of times it's, you know, City Hall is doing their business, and the city's people, the residents, don't really know what's going on or how to engage with it. So we're kind of flipping that on its head. So those are some of the pieces, as well as, you know, we have that major infrastructure deficit. We have our water dams kind of in a failing state. We have the original 100-year-old lines, which are, you know, here we have homecoming here, right? And those are the types of things that we need to start really tackling. And so that's kind of what that's about.
Lots of financial pressures, lots of questions around efficiency. I want to go to a specific point, and that's Watson Island. We all know it's costing the city hundreds of thousands of dollars. When is that going to end?
Oh, that's going to end this year, actually very soon. We've already been able to, we've already put the bid process out for decommissioning of Watson Island. We just have to finalize some couple final legal arrangements, and then we're going to, we actually were wanting to announce that a couple weeks ago. And then kind of at the last minute, we realized that we might not need to announce that quite so soon. But this year, people are going to see us moving forward with Watson Island. And it's, you know, this has been an issue since I was in high school, just mm-hmm. so people know how long it's been.
and what is holding back the announcement? What's slowing the process down now?
It's just a small, last legal piece. We still have our settlement with Sunwave that we're in, and this decommissioning is part of that settlement. And we also have a court case right now still with Watco, more Colonial Coal. And that's these two pieces interacting with each other have stalled the announcement, but it's nothing major. It's just making sure that when the papers come out, everything's all signed properly and there's no headaches or any problems that are going to emerge afterwards type of thing. So we'd rather do it right, because we're very concerned that, you know, I don't want Watson Island to go any further down, any hole that it's been going down. So we're just going to make sure it's all done right, done properly, done diligently, methodically, so that it's the right solution for the residents.
I'm speaking to Mayor Lee Brain live from the steps of City Hall this morning, and we've been talking about the Legacy Fund, a lot of this coming from LNG potential. What happens if LNG doesn't take place? How prepared are you as mayor of this city if there's not a project? There is no Lot 444.
Oh, I've got a bunch of cards in my back pocket that I haven't fully revealed yet to the public. A lot of it is that that's why we did the 1.3 for 4 years mm-hmm. with a sunset clause, because we feel that's the time, whether or not it will or will not happen. Meanwhile, in that time, we're going to be able to raise the bar of City Hall's capacity for that period of time and get our town kind of to a new level. But there's a whole variety of other options that we could be moving into. For example, the renewable energy market, right? The renewable energy market is 3-to-1 jobs over the oil industry.
So you're
right?
Talking like tidal power.
Absolutely.
Wind power.
Wind energy, solar, right? Local food production, right? You can do major, large-scale CSAs, community-supported agricultural schemes that have, you know, lots of jobs associated with them. It's a whole other way of looking at the economy. Part of my vision is that I'd love to see us secure an LNG investment and secure kind of that major financing for the next 30 to 40 years. And then part of the funding from that would then go into start investing into a more of the what we call the new economy model. And I see a kind of a robust, balanced, resilient economy through both of those types of worlds interacting with each other. But if LNG doesn't happen, I think that's still a place to move into, and I think it's something that can create jobs here and also create a new type of theme and brand around Rupert as well.
Mayor Brain, 30 seconds left here. With that new theme and brand for people who are coming home and then leaving again, what do you want them to take with them? What do you want them to say about Prince Rupert when they go?
Well, I want them to see that this town's changing, that there's a whole new generation, that their grandkids or kids are starting to become mayors and city councillors, and that you know, that there's a new energy in this town. And I think over the next 4 years or the next homecoming, they're going to come back and go, holy, there's been some things changed in this town, and I want to bring it back to that thriving, robust place it kind of used to be.
Mayor Brain, thanks so much for coming down today.
Thank you for your time.
That is Lee Brain, mayor of Prince Rupert, and he just released his spring update. You heard that. You can check it out on the city website, princerupert.ca.